Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. Please give it a look. You'll find all these radio programs and MP3 files. You also find Bible videos that are 30 minutes in length, and we will have a host of other Bible-related study material that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. We also encourage you to come and worship with us in our Bible study periods and worship periods, and the times of that will be given at the end of this broadcast. We want nothing from you. Just come with an open Bible and an open mind, and we want to share the Word of God with you and show your need for God in His life and how His Son died in order to redeem you from your sin. Last week, we began a study in the subject of the deity and the humanity of Jesus. Today, we're going to look at the first evidence that we want to consider, and that evidence is fulfilled prophecies. The prophets who foretold the coming of the Messiah described him as more than a mere man. And we're going to see that as we begin to examine the prophecies. So we'd ask that you keep your Bibles open, or if you care to write down the passages, and you can go back and read them yourself later. But we will do a lot of reading and cross-checking to show that what the prophecy was and then the fulfillment of that prophecy. We begin with the first time that a prophecy was made concerning the Lord in the beginning after the fall of man in Genesis 3 and verse 15. In Genesis 3 verse 15, the scripture says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Her seed and thy seed. We see that fulfilled in Matthew chapter 1 and verse number 18. Matthew chapter 1, verse number 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, he was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and wanting to put her away and not make her a public example, was mindful to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which you conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." So all this was done that might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with the child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us." We also see in Galatians chapter 4 and verse number 4. Galatians chapter 4 and verse number 4. The scripture says, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law." So we see that from the garden, he was going to be the seed of woman, but his father would not be human. His father would be the Holy Spirit. That made Mary a virgin. We'll talk more about that later. The next prophecy you want to consider is in Genesis chapter 12 and verse number 3. Genesis chapter 12 and verse number 3. "And I will bless those who bless you, I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Now, this is the seed of Abraham. He would be a human descendant of Abraham. We see that fulfilled in the scriptures in the first book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1, the book of the genealogies of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. You see, he is tied to Abraham, and he is tied to David. We also see this fulfillment in the book of Galatians in chapter number 3 in verse 6 and verse 16. Galatians 3, verse 6 and 16. Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Verse 16 says, and to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say into seeds as to many, but as to one, and your seed, who is Christ Jesus. We also might add to this part, Galatians 3, verse 29. And if you are Christ, then you are of Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. So we see that he would be from the seed of Abraham, and he would be the father of the spiritual nation of Israel. And the spiritual Israel is the Lord's church. And that is fulfilled in the birth of Christ by him being in the lineage, in the lineage of Abraham, as we read in Matthew 1 and Galatians chapter 3. We also know that God promised to send a prophet, another prophet, from among his own people. We read this in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 18. Deuteronomy, chapter 18, beginning in verse 15. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from among your brethren. Him you shall hear, according to all you desire of the Lord your God in Hebron, in the day of assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, nor let me see the great fire any more, lest I die. And the Lord said to me, what they have spoken is good. I will raise up a prophet like you from among their brethren. I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak them to them as I have commanded him. And so he is going to be raised, another prophet, like Moses from among the brethren. Who is that prophet from among the brethren? The one that they should heed, the one that they should hear. Well, let's look at Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, the first gospel sermon on the day of Pentecost. And let us look at verse 22 through verse 26. 22 says, men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God, by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourself also know. Him being delivered up by the predetermined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands and have crucified, and you have put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David said concerning this, I foresaw the Lord always sitting at my before my face. He is at my right hand, and that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoices, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope. We also see this in chapter number 3, beginning in verse 22. Listen very carefully to Peter's words. For Moses truly said to the fathers, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him shall you hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that everyone who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. Yes, all the prophets from Samuel and those who followed, as many of them spoken, have foretold of these days. And you are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with your father, saying to Abraham, and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. To you first, God, having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from your iniquities. Peter quotes Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15 through 18, to show that the fulfillment of the prophecy in Deuteronomy of another like Moses was indeed the Lord himself. Next, we want to look at the book of Micah. In Micah chapter 5 and in verse number 2. Micah chapter 5 and verse number 2. In this passage, we're going to read that the prophet is going to be very specific in telling us where the Christ would be born. In Micah 5 and verse number 2. Scripture says, "But you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from old, from everlasting." And so it's going to be in Bethlehem of Judea. In Matthew chapter 2, in Matthew chapter 2 in verse 1, it says, "Now Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Behold, the wise men from the east came from Jerusalem." And so we see that he would come and he would be born in Bethlehem. That was fulfilled in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 1. So what do we see here this morning? We see that thy seed and whose seed from Genesis 3:15, and that referred to the seed, and that seed was Christ in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 16. He would be of the seed of Abraham. And we see that in his genealogy in Matthew 1 and verse 1. He would be a prophet and a lawgiver like Moses was, according to Moses' prophecy in Deuteronomy 18, verse 15 through 18. And then we see it quoted by Peter in Acts chapter 3, verse 22 through 26. The Messiah would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. That's what the prophet Micah said in Micah 5, verse 2. And we see the fulfillment of that in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 1. And one other prophecy, the Bible says that the seed of David would rule on his throne. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, we're told that God would raise up one like David to sit on his throne, and he would rule and he would reign forever. When was that fulfilled? Who would sit on that throne? Look at Luke chapter 1, verse number 32 and 33. Scripture says, "He will be great, he will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over his house, the house of Jacob, forever, and of his kingdom there will be no ending." And we can read on the first gospel sermon in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 29, the Apostle Peter made the argument beginning in verse 29, and we'll pick up the reading in verse 30. "Therefore, being a prophet, knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on the throne." He's talking about David. "And foreseeing this, he spoke of the resurrection of Christ. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he now is sitting on the throne of David." That's a fulfillment of that prophecy. And all of these prophecies, the prophet made a prophecy, and we see the fulfillment in the New Testament, and in each and every case that we looked at today, that prophecy was fulfilled in Jesus.